Шомер Ісраїль, Шемошем Ісраїль, Ам'ова Ісраїль, Амрим Шема Ісраїль.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, The Top That Ran Away, written by Harry Gersh, is presented in observance of Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights.
Yemei ha-Chanukah, Chanukas mikdashenu, Begiluv simcha memalim es libeinu, Layalav ayom sivoneinu yisov, Sufkonios nochal bam laharov, Ha'iru hadliku, Neros Chanukah rahabim, Al hanisim ve'al haniflaos asher cholelu makabim.
Mama, tell me a story.
Now, David?
Now, Mama.
Once upon a time, long, long ago...
How long ago?
Well, it was long after Pesach started, but before they thought of the 4th of July.
How long ago is that?
It was before the animals forgot how to talk, just about the time that people were forgetting how to listen.
Oh, what happened then?
There lived a widow whose name was Dina. And Dina had two sons.
I'm the dog. I'm 12 years old.
Well, I'm a Matsya. I'm 10 years old.
Now, Dina was so poor that often she had not enough to buy a loaf of bread.
How much is the bread today, friend baker?
12 pennies a loaf, Dina.
Oh, dear. I'll have to take half a loaf.
And on those days, Dina gave her portion of the bread to her two boys.
Here, children, here's your supper.
But you haven't cut some bread for yourself, Mother.
I'm not hungry tonight, Nadav.
But you said you weren't hungry last night either.
Well, it happens sometimes like that with grown-ups. Maybe tomorrow I'll be hungry.
One day, when all the boys were coming home from school, they noticed that all the leaves had fallen from the trees. And the air smelt like snow, and they knew that a holiday was drawing near.
Hanukkah! Wasn't it Hanukkah?
Yes, David, it was drawing near to Hanukkah. So the boys began to talk about the good times they would have.
And my mother will make Hanukkah pancakes. And I can have one the first night, and two the second night, and three the third. And we'll spin the dreidel all night long. I always win. My grandfather makes it so I always win. Maybe even 8 pennies.
I don't know about us. We haven't any money. And I don't think we'll have much of anything.
We will, too. Mama's going to buy me a real pretty Hanukkah top with wings. A real flyer. She will, she will, she will.
And then Hanukkah came.
Window, where you can send your glow. From my menorah, a newly born snow.
But Dina had no pennies to buy food, let alone top. Nadav understood and comforted himself.
Maybe next year.
But Amatzia wept and plagued his mother for a top.
Mama, Mama, buy me a top. You won't make us any pancakes. You won't give us any money to play drill. And you won't buy a top. Oh, Mama, Mama.
Dina couldn't stand Amatzia's tears. So finally she took her few remaining pennies and walked to town.
Oh, Dina, Hanukkah's coming. Are you come to buy some good black bread?
Good air of yonder for you, friend baker. I know your black bread is very fine, but no, not today. I have to buy a Hanukkah top for my son.
And she did. She bought a top instead of bread.
Was it a big one?
No, not very big, but not very small.
Did it have wings?
No, it didn't have wings, but it was painted very prettily with bright golden letters.
Was it for Nadav or for Amatzia?
The top was for both boys, but Nadav didn't have the heart to touch it.
No thanks, Mama. Let Amatzia have it.
You see, David, Nadav knew that the top had been bought with the money from his mother's own bread. She had gone hungry all day, feeding her portions to her sons just to save the few pennies for the top. But Amatzia was very happy with the top, and he took and gave it a hard spin on the table.
Look, it's spinning towards the edge. And now the other side. It's going to fall off. It fell to the floor and it's still spinning.
The top spun from one corner of the room to the other.
It's spinning towards the door. It's waiting on the threshold.
Ooh, open the door, Amatzia. Open the door. See if the top will go out.
Yes. You want to spin outside, little top? The dog, come. The top is running away.
There it goes. It's on Olive Street already. And now on Beck Street.
No, it's going on Gribble Street. And now I can't see it at all. I can't run anymore. Oh, my poor top. My beautiful top.
Watch, Amatzia, watch. We'll see where it goes. We'll find it.
Where's it now?
It went over the crest of the hill. Look, look, there it is, crossing the bridge.
Into the woods. We'll never find it.
Oh.
I want my top. What are you crying for? You didn't want the top.
I'm crying because it wasn't really your top that ran away. It was Mama's supper, Mama's loaf of black bread.
As soon as the two boys had gotten their breaths, they followed the top. They went down Olive Street, past Beck Street, into Gimmel Street, over the bridge, and into the woods. They walked into the woods looking for the top that ran away. They searched high. They searched low. They searched in between. But they couldn't see the top. Just as they were about to give up...
Oh, Nadav, we can't find it, and I can't look anymore. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Why, it's a rabbit. His eyes are so close to the ground. Maybe he saw the top. Let's ask him.
Rabbits can't talk. How are you going to ask?
Well, they cry when they're hurt, don't they? Then they can talk. Anyway, let's try. Friend Rabbit, did you see a top go spinning by? A pretty top? A Hanukkah top?
Kemach, kemach, min hasbach. Shemen, shemen, min hakat. Hanukkah hayom. Hagno nechmad. Oh, a loaf of poor black bread. Soaked in tears a mother shed. Spinning by right here. I'm sure it's quite near. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. Spinning by right here. I'm sure it's quite near. La, 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 la.
The rabbit might have continued his song and told the boys where he'd seen the top. But Amatzia had such a scowl on his face that suddenly the rabbit lost courage and ran away.
Oh, now you've scared him. The loaf of bread he saw, it was Mama's. The very bread she gave up out of her own supper to buy the top.
Oh, he didn't know where the top went. And anyway, who ever heard of a rabbit singing Hanukkah songs?
You did. You heard him with your very own ears. And he said the top went right by here. So let's look.
So again they looked. They looked in circles. They looked in squares. They looked in triangles. But they didn't find the top. And just as they were about to give up again,
Hanukkah, hukato, Hanukkah, hukato, says the boy, sof, sof, sof.
Why, it's a deer.
Ask him, maybe he saw it.
Friend deer, you're up so high, maybe you saw our top spinning through the wood.
Saw your top spinning go through the forest, hind a tree. I'll tell you where it went, if you'll pay a penalty. Share with me your morning food for the next day's three. Share with me your morning food. Promise me faithfully.
Did you hear, Amatsia? Did you hear? Friend deer will tell us where the top went if we'll give him half of our breakfasts for the next 3 days.
2 days?
No, 3 days.
And who'll divide the breakfast? Who'll get the bigger half?
It will be divided equally. Now come on, Amatsia, promise. As for me, friend dear, whatever I have, be it honey cake or sour bread, you shall have half.
What if it's honey cake and figs?
Even that.
What if it's honey cake and figs and a penny?
Even that.
Not I.
Oh, wait, friend dear, wait.
At that, the deer took off right over their heads and disappeared into the woods. The boys continued their search for the top, but they couldn't find it. And after a while, they couldn't even find the road out of the woods. Then the sun went down.
Oh, I'm so cold and hungry. I wish we were home.
Oh, poor Mama. How she must be worried. I wish we were home.
And there they sat on a grassy hill, crying, afraid because they had never before been out after nightfall. And as the first star shone, Nadav remembered.
Oh, God, have pity on our mother. Bring us back to her.
As Nadav finished his prayer, the boys heard a dove flying above them, singing.
Al-ha-nisim ve'al-ha-purkom, yal-ha-gaburos ve'al-ha-chuos, she'ostis la-voseinu, la-voseinu ba-yomim ha'im, ba-zim'an ha-zim.
Oh, friend dove, please help us. Our top ran away and got lost, too. Our poor mother is at home, waiting, wondering where her boys can be this night.
Oh, dear, dear, I've used up this week's ration of magic, and I'm not supposed to start next week's allowance until after sundown on the Sabbath.
If you've used up this week's magic, how can you talk?
Silly. Talking isn't magic. Any dove can talk. It's just that very few two-legged people take the trouble to listen.
Oh.
But I'll take pity on you boys, because I pity your mother. I, too, am a forsaken mother. My fledglings left my nest and never flew back. Now, do you see that forest behind you?
Where?
Right there.
Oh, I didn't see that before.
Well, of course not. I just made it appear.
Oh.
Now go into this forest. Go to the center of it. Turn right for 7 trees, then right again for 7 steps, and you'll find a cave. At the mouth of the cave is a dragon. Enter the cave, and deep inside, you'll find your top.
But
I can give you only one warning. A wizard lies in wait for you. If you utter one word or wink one eye, you'll be caught in his trap. Now remember, be careful.
The boys huddled together and walked into the forest. In the forest, they saw an old man. He was blind in one eye, and he was sitting on a pile of bones. The old man winked his one good eye at the boys. Once, twice, 3 times, 4 times. But the boys didn't wink back. They kept walking until suddenly they saw that he had a top in his hand and that he was spinning it. Nadav looked hard at the top. The top looked perfect in all its parts, but then he noticed that the Hebrew letters painted around the top were missing. Instead, there were images and idols carved on the top. He knew then that this old man was the wizard. Nadav kept his lips closed tight. But Amatsia hadn't noticed the idols. He was just about to shout,
"There's my top!"
when Nadav clapped his hand across his mouth, and the boys hurried on. Soon they were in the center of the forest. They turned right and started to count the trees.
One tree, two trees, three trees, four trees.
Shall we count this one? It's hardly a tree yet.
Oh, of course. Now hurry. Five trees, six trees, seven trees.
Then they turned right again.
One step, two steps, three, four, five, six, seven.
The cave.
There it is.
And the dragon.
There he is. Oh, what can we do? We'll never get by that dragon.
Look, here's friend Dove again.
Do not fear, you'll come to no harm. The dragon can't hurt you, for you've got a charm. Count your fringes, one, two, three, four. Count your fringes, five, six, seven, eight. And you'll open the gate.
Fringes? What fringes?
You know, the dove said we'd be safe if we could count eight fringes on our prayer shawls. Count them, Otzia, count.
All right, I'll start on the right side. One, two, three, four, five, six. That's no good. I'll try the other side. One, two, three, four, five, six. No, I lost that one playing tag. I'm sorry, Nadav. I don't have eight threads.
Then you stay here. My prayer shawl is perfect. Don't worry. I'll bring back the top.
Nadav walked toward the cave, holding himself very stiffly so that the dragon wouldn't see that he was afraid. And while he walked, he touched the fringes again to make sure that he had counted correctly. When he got to the mouth of the cave, the dragon just lay there, pretending that he didn't see Nadav. Inside the cave, it was pitch black. Nadav groped along the wall. And far ahead, he saw a thin strip of light. He walked toward the light, and it got brighter and brighter. When the dove was right on the light, he saw that it came from under a great silver door. He felt over the door and found the bolt. He opened the bolt. He opened the door. And he stood in a great light.
Oh!
The dove was in a great hall. When he exclaimed at the marble floor and the mirrored walls and the roof of stars, it echoed loudly.
How beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. A beautiful golden menorah with eight golden branches. And on each branch, a snow-white dove. And in each dove's mouth, a precious jewel.
In the middle of the court was an ebony table, set about with ivory thrones. In the center, on the largest throne, sat an old man with a long white beard. Above his throne was carved
Mattathias, the priest.
And over the other thrones,
Yohanan, Simon, Eliezer, Jonathan, and Judah.
Then Mattathias spoke.
Come closer, Nadav. Have you come to visit, or do you need help? Nowadays, most people call upon us only when they need help.
Oh, I'd like very much to visit with you for a while, but our mother is worrying about us. She doesn't know where we are. So if you'd only help Amatsia and me...
Something about a top, isn't it? Well, here it is.
That's not a top. It's a loaf of bread. A beautiful, large, white... golden encrusted loaf, but still bread.
From a loaf of bread, your top came, and into a loaf of bread, it returned forever. You take the loaf of bread home. It isn't an ordinary loaf.
It isn't?
No. When you're hungry, eat of it. It will taste whatever you desire, and it will last forever.
Will it taste like latkes?
Yes.
Potato latkes?
Yes.
And honey cake?
Even honey cake. And here is a Hanukkah gift from Mattathias.
A golden top with wings.
My sons also have a Hanukkah gift for you. What that gift is, depends on which of my sons you ask for it.
Judah Maccabee.
Here is your gift, little Nadab.
A golden sword.
Yes, but not an ordinary sword. Let me show you. Strike my brother Yohanan with it.
Oh, I couldn't.
Have no fear. Strike Yohanan.
You're sure?
I'm sure.
Well, all right. Why, it turned into a feather.
That is the secret of the sword. If you use it against a man without evil in his heart, it will turn into a feather, but its edge will be the sharpest steel against things of evil.
And now, go home to your mother, Nadav.
But I'm afraid of the dragon.
Oh, have no fear. You have the sword, and Yohanan will show you the way.
So Yohanan led Nadav out of the court, into the dark cave. It got darker and darker as they neared the entrance where the dragon lay. They could hear the dragon roaring. And his tail swishing and the fire coming out of his nostrils. Nadav drew back as they came closer to the dragon, but Yohanan reassured him.
Don't be afraid. He cannot harm you.
Oh, what shall I do?
Just treat him as you would a cat that spits.
Now scat, you dragon, you!
And soon Nadav and Yohanan were outside the cave and in the forest.
Amatsia! Amatsia!
Here I am. Oh, Nadav, where have you been?
Oh, in the cave, past the dragon. It was nothing. Look what I've got.
A sword and a top and a loaf of bread. Can I have one?
Sure. Here, take the top.
Now, would you boys like to go home in a hurry?
Oh, yes.
Then close your eyes.
They're closed.
One, two, three. Fledglings in a tree. Honey in a comb. Fly back home.
Mother, we're home.
Oh, my boys, Nadav, Amatsia. I was so worried. Where have you been?
Oh, it's a long story, and we're so hungry. Let's eat first, and then we'll tell you.
But we have no bread. I spent my last pennies on that top.
That's nothing. I have a magic loaf. Now close your eyes and wish for something to eat. I'm still eating honey cake with nuts. What are you eating, Mama?
I'm eating strawberries and sour cream, and Aunt Hanukkah, too. Amatsia, what are you eating?
I'm eating sour black bread, just to teach myself a lesson.
Now, David, I have a whole year to think of another Hanukkah story.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. George Friedland, prominent civic leader of Philadelphia and chairman of the National Committee on Television of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Mr. Friedland.
Next week, Jews all over the world will celebrate the holiday of Hanukkah by lighting candles each night. From all parts of the globe, these tiny flames will shine forth, reminding us of the enduring flame of liberty that has burned in the hearts of men throughout history. It will remind us first of the earliest struggles for religious freedom waged by the Maccabees against the tyrannical Roman ruler Antiochus. Secondly, these lighted symbols will remind us of the countless other heroes both famous and unsung, who resisted other tyrants, brave, intrepid people who valued life less than liberty and safety less than loyalty to their own consciousness. Finally, these burning candles will remind us of the living urge for freedom that today is inspiring men with a more dynamic and universal strength than ever before, to demand the right to determine their own destinies in the light of the dictates of their own consciousness. When the Maccabees fought for their freedom in ancient days, they did so not so that they might have free license to do whatever their fancies desired, but rather so that they might cleanse the sanctuary and give thanks and praise unto God. In the Hanukkah prayer, we thank the Lord for his intervention in their cause, saying, "Thou deliverest the strong into the hands of the weak, the many into the hands of the few, the impure into the hands of the pure, the wicked into the hands of the righteous, and the arrogant into the hands of them that occupy themselves with thy law." For this ancient victory we are happy, and Hanukkah is a time of rejoicing. It is a time when we celebrate with our children and pass on to them the traditions. But Hanukkah has its more sober side also. Hanukkah reminds us that freedom was given to man by his Creator, not as an end in itself, but as a means for a higher and greater good in life. Let us remember to use our own freedom wisely, to serve God, and to counsel those who are striving for it to value its responsibilities as greatly as its privileges.
Thank you, Mr. Friedland. Our Eternal Light drama today, The Top That Ran Away, was written by Harry Gersh and presented in observance of Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights. This script was based upon an original story by Judah Steinberg, which appeared in the book Hanukkah, Feast of Lights, edited and translated by Emily Solis Cohen, Jr., published by the Jewish Publication Society. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical music. Featured in the cast were David Pepper, Bobby Alford, Beatrice Pons, Adelaide Klein, Norman Rose, Bob Hastings, Guy Repp, Mercer McLeod, Sarah Fussell, Ellen Muir, and Claire Winokur. The orchestra was conducted by Dr. Roy Shield. The production was under the direction of Daniel Sutter. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.